Macmillan Audio presents The Lincoln Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President, and Why It Failed. By Brad Meltzer and Josh Mensch. Read for you by Scott Brick. A note on the text. When quoting directly from 19th century sources, we've sometimes updated the original spelling, capitalization, or punctuation to make the language accessible to modern listeners. The wording itself is not changed, unless otherwise indicated in the text or endnotes. If they kill me, I shall never die another death. Abraham Lincoln, February 1861. Prologue. Cecil County, Maryland, February 23rd, 1861. There's a secret on this train. In the northeastern corner of Maryland, roughly 10 miles south of the Pennsylvania state line and 5 miles west of Delaware, it travels through the darkness. The land here is mostly rural, a mix of flat farmland and rolling hills. It's after midnight, and the cold night air is silent except for the sound of the engine and wheels. By outward appearance, there's nothing unusual about this train. A steam engine, tender, cargo car, and several passenger cars moving swiftly along the rails. Inside, there's also nothing out of the ordinary. The passenger cars are dotted with travelers, most with closed eyes. In the rear sleeper car, a handful of passengers occupy the berths on either side of the aisle. By appearances, they're also relatively typical. Two middle-aged businessmen, a young woman, and her invalid brother. Yet much about this seemingly ordinary train is not as it seems. Before its departure from Philadelphia a few hours earlier, the railroad staff received special instructions to delay the train's journey until a mysterious package could be delivered to it, transported aboard under strict secrecy. The package remains tightly sealed, supposedly containing government documents of urgent importance. In fact, the box contains something else entirely. None of the train staff knows this. Only one passenger on the train is aware of the package's true contents. In the sleeper car, the two middle-aged businessmen, sitting on different berths, are not who they'd claimed to be when they handed tickets to the conductor. The names written on their tickets are not real. One of the men, with wide girth and thick whiskers, carries hidden underneath his coat two loaded pistols, a loaded revolver, and two sharpened bowie knives. The other businessman, who is short and well-built with a close-shaven beard and piercing eyes, silently gazes around the interior of the car, studying every person and movement carefully. Every several minutes, he stands up and walks to the rear platform, where he stares intently into the passing darkness, like he's searching for a secret signal. Across the aisle in the sleeper car from the businessman, the young woman is also not who she seems. The name on her ticket is actually her code name. She must conceal her true identity under all circumstances, for she's an undercover agent, aboard this train as part of a secret mission. Yet the most unusual passenger is the young woman's invalid brother, with whom she boarded in Philadelphia. When he first entered the passenger car and she guided him to his seat, he pulled the brim of his low felt hat down over his face so that no one could see it. He wore a loose overcoat over his shoulders, concealing his clothes and torso. Now he lies behind a curtain in one of the sleeper berths, hidden from view. Because of his unusual height, he cannot stretch out his legs, so he keeps them bent. This man is not, in fact, an invalid, nor is he the young woman's brother. His low felt hat and overcoat are simply a disguise, so that no one on the train will recognize him. The engineer, conductor, staff, and other passengers have no idea he's aboard. But there he is, hiding in their midst. His real name? Abraham Lincoln.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?